News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, when you hear the word intern, what do you think? Is it just a way to gain access to free labour or an important stepping stone at the start of a new career? Now, our tech correspondent, Jess Kelly, has been looking at the internship offerings and examining what both parties get from it. And she joins us in studio now. Good morning, Jess.
Thanks, Paul, for having me.
How common are internships in the tech sector? Obviously, this is where you have homed in on.
Exactly. So I did a scan of all the big tech giants that we host here in Ireland, and the majority offer internships, but they do vary in nature. Some offer expenses in exchange for the experience. Others are paid positions, but there are still a few companies out there that are offering roles with no form of financial reimbursement or reward. And at its very core, as we know, internships is all about gaining experience with the view to becoming a more attractive proposition for a potential employer. Mark Whelan, who is the senior marketing manager at HubSpot, one of the large tech companies with a Dublin base, told me about their internship programme.
It is a paid position, and it's paid relatively well. There are a lot of internships out there where the only thing that's offered to potentially an extremely talented, hardworking, well-qualified individual is quote-unquote experience. Experience is often dependent on the actual quality of that experience. The onus is really on the companies that are employing interns, not only to pay them at a way which allows them to really develop and be motivated and actually live in a city like Dublin, which is not cheap, but also to have an environment to which they can really develop and learn and contribute to the business.
So Mark Whelan says the onus is on companies to pay interns as well as offering a meaningful experience. Now, what have the interns to say about that?
Well, I've been carrying out quite a bit of research for this report, and I spoke to a host of people from varying backgrounds, and a number of issues came to light. Many students and recent graduates say, you know, in principle, they'd be willing to work for free, but they have to use their free time for their part-time jobs to cover their outgoings, meaning that very often wealthy children get to avail of these opportunities over others. I met with Fergal O'Shea from Kerry. He entered full-time employment in his hometown after completing his degree, but gave it all up to take part in an internship in the hopes of getting a job in the tech sector.
I was looking for a way into like the tech scene in Dublin. And while there's like fierce competition, doing an internship was a way that I sought to get in. So I graduated in 2016, and then I went into a full-time role at a company outside of Dublin. But I wanted to be in Dublin where all the tech firms were. I know I went from a full-time role, but taking an internship was a really good way for me to get into that and get a leg up into one of the tech firms in Dublin. It was paid, and it was paid above the minimum wage, which, I mean, at first I was surprised.
Had you resigned yourself to the fact that you may have to work for free to get an internship?
I would definitely always have preferred a paid, and I probably would have waited for a paid one, mainly because it's so expensive to live in Dublin these days, especially as a young professional. Like, it was either a paid one or it was going to back to a master's.
So what came of Fergal's internship?
So Fergal went on to get a full-time job in the company in which he interned. And while he had a positive outcome, he does question if internships of any nature should ever be unpaid.
I think you shouldn't have to be an intern for free if you, before that, have like gone out of your own way to prove that you can work in marketing, that you've, you know, helped out a local business in setting up their website, or helped out a local like factory, done like a week works experience. If you can prove in the past, like while you're in college, that you've done extra stuff outside of the classroom, then I don't think you should work for free. But if you haven't done that, you probably will end up having to do some work for free, because they're not going to see like a reason to pay you because you haven't proved in the past.
Now, Jess, aside from the money question, how valuable is an internship when it comes to applying for a full-time job?
So having spoken to a number of HR executives from a number of industries, but including and especially the tech sector, it is looked favourably upon. They say it shows initiative and it shows drive. I met with a recent graduate and a current intern named Corey, who said he and his former classmates noticed a trend in this regard too.
I would say the most successful job applicants that came out of my master's program or my undergraduate program all had some sort of experience tied along with it. The people who went right into a more full-time role pursued some type of internship or some freelance work or additional projects outside of their degree. So whether that's an internship or whether that's some freelance work that you lead yourself or starting your own company, having some type of experience before you seek out a full-time job, I think is crucial. More people are thinking throughout their program, I need to find some way to get some real life experience, whether that be a paid internship or a free internship. However, I will say that it seems like a lot of internships out there are starting to offer school credit, or a lot of schools are starting to give students like a 6-month break where the only purpose of that time is for them to get some real world experience. So there's a lot of different routes. Going for the free unpaid internship, I don't think is always the best one. But in some cases, if your goals align and it's the great company and the right fit, I think it can work out.